AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki tells reporters that the Biden administration has made big strides against the coronavirus pandemic.
We're in a very different place than we were a year ago.
Psaki says a lot of progress has been made in the battle against the pandemic over the past year.
200 million people are vaccinated. Those are people who are protected, seriously protected, from illness and death from the virus. We have also just purchased the largest over-the-counter purchase of tests in history, 500 million tests. That builds on the fact that we have already distributed 50 million tests back in December.
She adds that test manufacturers have until tonight to respond to the government's contract request, and first awards are expected to be made later this week. The January 6th congressional panel wants to speak with Fox News personality Sean Hannity. The AP's Mike Gracia has this.
The House Select Committee investigating the January 6th U.S. Capitol insurrection wants to speak to Fox News personality Sean Hannity. In a letter to Hannity, Committee Chair Benny Thompson of Mississippi said the panel wants to question Hannity about his communications with former President Donald Trump, former White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, and others in the Trump inner circle in the days surrounding the insurrection. Attorney Jay Sekulow, who represents Hannity, told Axios such a request would raise serious constitutional issues, including First Amendment concerns regarding freedom of the press. The committee possesses dozens of text messages from December 31, 2020 to January 20, 2021, including one from Hannity to Meadows saying, "I do not see January 6th happening the way he is being told."
AT&T and Verizon agree to delay the launch of a new slice of 5G service by 2 weeks after airlines and the nation's aviation regulators complained about potential interference with systems on board planes. This is AP News. Ahead of the one-year anniversary of the assault on the Capitol, the police chief there says the force is stronger and better prepared today. The AP's Ed Donahue has this.
Tom Manger says work started right after the riot to fix the failures.
Intelligence failures, operational planning failures, leadership failures.
Manger says the one thing that did not fail that day was the courage and resolve of the men and women of the United States Capitol Police. Leadership was removed after the riot. Manger was asked about security 1 year later.
We're aware of several events that are planned for Thursday. Most of them aren't of much concern to us. There's no intelligence that indicates that there would be any problems.
The most pressing issue still facing Capitol Police is staffing shortages.
An AP NORC poll finds 60% of Republicans questioned see the attack on Congress as not violent or just somewhat violent. I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.